Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself.
Hello and welcome back. Today's episode is a little different. It's rooted in my thesis work, my case studies, neurodivergent work, and lived realities of sensory overwhelm. We're talking about sensory self-leadership, the skill of guiding your nervous system and yourself through overwhelm using sensory tools, awareness, and gentle intervention. Not forcing calm, not suppressing feelings, not pushing through, but learning how to lead your sensory system instead of being led by overwhelm. If you struggle with sensory overload, emotional flooding, shutdowns, burnout, or too muchness, this episode will give you a blueprint for returning to yourself in ways that are doable, compassionate, and achievable, even in the middle of chaos. So what does sensory self-leadership actually mean? It's the practice of understanding your sensory profile, anticipating overwhelm, noticing your early cues, choosing supports before the crash, regulating through sensory pathways, making the world more tolerable for your nervous system. It's not about controlling your reactions. It's about leading your system towards safety through sensation, not willpower. Neurodivergent bodies regulate through sensory channels first, not cognitive ones. Meaning, your way back to yourself is through sensation, not thoughts. Overwhelm is a sensory event first. Most people think overwhelm is emotional or mental or stress-related, but neurodivergent overwhelm is usually sensory-driven long before the brain forms a story about it. Instances of this can look like auditory overload leading to anxiety spikes, visual clutter leading to executive function crash, tactile discomfort leading to irritability, movement deprivation leading to emotional shutdown, temperature mismatch relating to restlessness, or interoceptive noise leading to the too much feeling. Your body isn't dramatic. It's giving you information. Overwhelm is your sensory system saying, I'm at capacity, please intervene. That's where sensory self-leadership begins. So here's the sensory hierarchy of overwhelm. Level one is early sensory cues, which is the awareness phase. Subtle signals like tightening of your jaw, shallow breath, mild irritability, sensory graininess, louder internal noise, a pull towards fidgeting or pressure. This is where small interventions work best. Level two is rising activation, which is the compensation phase. It's when you become restless, tense, avoidant, louder or quieter, disorganized, anxious. This is where structured sensory input helps. Level three is overload or shutdown, our survival phase. You might freeze, snap, shut down, disassociate, need to escape, lose access to language, have that feeling of gone. This is where containment, safety, and minimal demands are required. Sensory self-leadership is helping yourself when you're at a level one or two, long before a level three takes over. The neurodivergent nervous system reliably downshifts through five primary sensory pathways. Pressure and proprioception are the anchor. Things like weighted blankets, deep pressure, leaning on something, a tight hug or hugging a pillow, grounding touch, any poses that have compression in it. Pressure is the most reliable off-ramp for overwhelm. Movement, which is the reset, rocking, pacing, wrist circles, shoulder circles, stretching, rhythmic motion, even shaking. Movement reorders sensory chaos. Breath, which is the modulator, Neurodivergent-friendly breathwork includes longer exhales, humming, sighing, box breath with softer edges. Box breath is inhaling for a count of two, hold for a count of two, exhale for a count of two, hold for a count of two. So everything is the same and equal. Or adjust right breath, which is your neutral breath. Breath shifts the threat response. Sound is the container. White noise, low frequency sound, gentle music, a fan, something predictable, a predictable rhythm. Sound provides external structure for the internal noise. And temperature, the fast track. Warmth, coolness, cold washcloth, warm tea, heated blanket can be at either side of the spectrum. Temperature cues activate immediate autonomic changes. These aren't comfort things. They're neurophysiological interventions. So how does sensory self-leadership look in real life? Here's how it usually unfolds. Before, you feel off. Irritation is building. Everything feels a little louder. Focusing feels harder. During it, your system loses bandwidth. Small things feel bigger. Decisions feel heavier. You disconnect or snap. And after, it's exhaustion, shutdown, shame spiral, avoidance, overstimulation. Self-leadership interrupts this cycle by creating support early. Not by forcing yourself to calm down, but by offering sensory scaffolding. You're not managing systems. You're leading your system back towards safety. Here's a 5-step sensory self-leadership plan. 1, notice the cue. Name the first signal. What is it? Maybe it's getting loud inside. The lights feel sharp. My jaw is tight. 2, choose a pathway. Pick one sensory route. You don't need to pick all of them, and you shouldn't pick all of them. Pressure, movement, breath, sound, temperature. Pick one. 3, apply a micro support. Tiny interventions work best. So it might look like 30 seconds of pressure, 20 seconds rocking, one longer exhale, turning on white noise, or a warm drink in your hands. 4, reduce sensory noise. Shift the environment by 5, dim a light, close a cabinet, lower sound, move something visually overwhelming out of your sight. 5, reassess and adjust. Ask yourself, do I have a tiny bit more capacity now? If yes, move to the next step. If no, choose another pathway. This is sensory self-leadership. When neurodivergent people talk about overwhelm, burnout, or shutdown, they're describing sensory thresholds, not personality flaws. When the system is supported through these sensory pathways, people regain access to executive function, emotional expression, communication, planning, clarity, grounding, connection. Your sensory system is your guide, not your enemy. Self-leadership means learning to listen and respond. If you've ever felt like you get overwhelmed too easily, or your reactions are too much, or you can't control your responses, you're not broken. You're sensory. Your nervous system is wise. And it can be supported. Thank you so much for listening. There are more resources and tools in the show notes. Thank you, as always, for being here and for honoring your sensory system instead of fighting it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.